hundreds of draft abaters. Is it thousands or hundreds? I think I could say hundreds and get away with it, couldn't I? All right, I'll just say hundreds. Who've gone, who at least have gone to Canada, in that place, or they're not. Well, I think it's just well to say hundreds. I just don't want to say thousands, you see. All right, fine. Second point. You remember we had that, you suggested a line in about standing by our Europe and Asia and so forth. I put in a very good line on it. And the point is, you said Europe and Asia, allies. Shouldn't I say allies in Europe, Asia, and Latin America? Or do we have allies in Latin America? I'll call them that then. Why don't we say Europe, Asia, and Latin America? Yeah. I mean, Ralph, basically, we have the Alliance for Project, the Progress and the Statement of Caracas and all that sort of thing. But I agree they're not allies. But if you prefer not, leave it out. I just wonder if the Latins might not appreciate it. Why don't we just say our allies and friends? Yeah, our allies and friends in Europe, Asia. I'm not going to mention Africa. Good God, that's going too far. You mind just saying Europe, Asia, and Latin? See, we got them. Yeah, and very few friends. Okay, I got it. Second, the final point is one that we discussed, but that I come back to again. You remember, I said that regardless of how the negotiations come out, that we can, that we now know by the way that the South Vietnamese have met the offensive of the enemy. You said they have the capacity to defend themselves. I wonder if that strip doesn't have the problem that with air power still going in, it's true the fighting on the ground.